ProTouch.
Kevin,
what's happening?
Hey, it's Ewing from Next Chapter. I'll get right to the point, my friend. We helped a group of investors buy a pool company last year, and they called us back last week and asked us to find them another target. We built a list using our services and skills, and ProTouch came up as a...
I'm not selling my business.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
No way I'm growing it. There's a bunch of equity companies buying up companies here in San Diego. There's two large equity companies that make a play at me all the time, but they're active, they're buying, but they're not going to give me $2 million, so I'm not selling.
Man, that's ridiculous. Well, that's a terrible offer in the market. Our company's 8-9 times profit.
I'm not going to go through, I don't want to waste your time, but I'll tell you, I'm not going to go through and do the whole EBIT thing and do all that logistical nonsense. It's not worth my time. I'm just going to keep growing my company until I want to get out.
I understand, my friend. Well, but good luck to you doing that. Your website looks fantastic, by the way.
And that thing's 10 years old, man. I'm a web guy too. So it's,
oh, you are.
I am. I'm a marketing specialist. So I don't touch that website. I don't want to upgrade it because I'm afraid Google is going to ding me. With all their algorithm changes all the time, so I leave it alone. It thing's super archaic, but it works really well for me.
I bet it does. Well,
you know,
one of the other things we do is we develop partner networks for home services companies, and there's another guy I'm talking to in HVAC in San Diego, and you know, he asked me to help him find a windows company and a pool or pest control company or lawn care. He said, I have those kind of leads to refer all the time. And, you know, I'm at the house fixing their AC and they asked me if I know a pool guy. And
I'll tell
you,
interesting as it sounds, I am so busy. I have to refer stuff out too. And I'm not the average person, but I will tell you, and what was your name again?
Ewing.
I will tell you, there's not many large companies out there. The very few large companies out here have already been harassed into, you know, selling or partnering up. And it's funny because a couple of the big ones, the landscape equity companies, have come back into this business and got out of that business. It's a very unique thing right now. I have my finger on the pulse more than most, Ewing, because I'm involved with some of these bigger companies. I know the people who have sold, but it's a weird thing going on right now. And I'm just telling you, there's not a ton. You know, if you're calling pool companies, there you could find a ton of small ones, Ewing. Ton of like 80 pool companies, you know, but they're one truck chucks. They're just them. It's just Bob the pool guy. And that's not the kind of leverage you guys are looking. You guys need to have organization first, or, you know, I know how it works. Unless you already have a pool business, you don't have the back end, and that's what you need.
Sure. Yeah, we just found a guy in Florida, actually Canada and Florida. We're representing him right now, and he's got 2.8 million EBITDA from last year. That's, you know, free cash flow, net profit, if you will.
That's what he's bringing in, net profit.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a lot of pools.
That's a lot of pools. And that one, we think that one's going to go for 30.
Here they're doing like those, Ewing. They're doing like, they'll do a little bit more than five times over at a million revenue. So I don't know if it jumps up significantly when you hit multiple million dollars, but
it absolutely does. It absolutely does. And our investors are not pool people. So
of course
they
not.
They know the recurring revenue of the service line, and that people don't tend to change their pool service provider. And so they're betting on the recurring cash flow, and they're bidding up amongst each other because it's very clear to them in their spreadsheet that it's worth more. And they just want it. And
the ROI, it's easy profit margin. Even if you're at 20%, that's huge profit on the average investment, you know. And, this one of the big companies out here that bought one up, and they're trying to be the largest. they're going to try to be the first billion-dollar publicly traded pool company. And I wish them luck because it's damn near impossible. You're only as good as your labor.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Hey, do you happen to know anyone in your area that's looking to sell right now by chance?
I already referred it out to another colleague. He was a business with like 800 pools, and my other buddy who I've dealt with a lot has already got a play on that one. And like I told you, Ewing, there's not a lot of them out here.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Well, most guys are independent.
But what about pest or lawn or some others? And look, those guys you referred out, they either got the offer they wanted or they didn't, right? So if they didn't,
but the rest of them are small. Like it's either you're either like 500 plus pools or like 50 to 80. And that's not the businesses your buyers want to buy.
You're right.
No, roofers, something you might look into. I can give you a name, but he might just laugh because I always tell him he should sell his business, but
I've sold more roofing companies than I have every other type of company combined. That is my specialty. Yeah, I love that guy.
Roofing companies are huge. I mean, and their ROI is massive. I don't know why these equity companies are not making that play because their ROI is like 40%, 50%.
I'll tell you why. It's because the insurance companies are absolutely in bed with the government and everybody else, and they're passing laws in all the states that have hail and a lot of storms.
They dump insurance claims.
Yes, they're dumping it. And so a lot of these roofers, they made their money knocking on doors, and they can't do it anymore. And so there's a massive shakeup. Shingle volume is down 15% year over year.
I had a couple clients that I did web work for in Indiana and Ohio, and they were starting to look at doing organic marketing and not ads because their door knocking when storms hit was getting demolished by the insurance carriers not giving them, not covering their policies.
Well, you know, some of the roofers, the roofers did do it to themselves when they're up there ripping shingles off and stuff. You know, there's been a lot of bad actors in that space.
There's a lot of fraud in there. They'll quote them out for a new fence, new siding, and then the customers just pocket half the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, they did it to themselves. For sure they did, Ewing.
They did. But the insurance companies are so greedy. They're so greedy that they just paid off the judges and got massive reforms pushed through. That's according to someone that had secondhand knowledge of an actual case. And so,
lobbying and pushing favor with dollar bills. You know, that's how the world goes now. The rich get richer.
Man, but, totally. Who's that? Who's that roofer?
I'll tell you.
You want me?
I can give you my buddy's company is roofing specialist, but you don't sound like a hard-nosed dick. Excuse my French.
No.
Just don't be a pushy. Just don't be pushy with him. But you can try Eric at Roofing Specialist of San Diego.
Okay.
And maybe he knows somebody. I don't know if he's ready to sell because he wants to build his company up a little more too. But it doesn't hurt for you to have a name and a number. Just don't be rude to him.
Oh, 100%, man. I expect you to get glowing reference back on that referral. Do you have his number?
I don't. Do you have Google in front of you?
I do. You think he has his number on his site?
Of course he does. I built it.
Ha!
I do contractor websites. I'm a local SEO specialist.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Okay.
858-922-5903.
There you go. Nailed it.
But I wish you luck. You're always welcome to reach out. But yeah, I'm not into that whole EBIT thing. Like I pay my people well. I pay my back end support really well. And we're a pretty good sized company, but I share the wealth, so my EBIT wouldn't show up to what the potential is.
Well, my friend, that's my job, honestly. And I've been in so when I sold the last roofing company I sold, the owner got an offer for $56 million. And he told me that I couldn't get paid unless I got him 60 or more. I got him 88.
That's
and
crazy.
In that, the way that I got him 88 was I got them to see the EBITDA that was not go forward, right? So we call this add backs.
My buddy just went through all that. Mine's more theoretical, what my business can do, what I have not let it do, because I don't want to service all of San Diego County. I could double my business every year, but I don't. So I keep my business very strong and tight. So it's just, and I don't need to bore you with the pool industry, but there's just things I'm doing different than my other colleagues who are whores that just take every pool they can get just because they wanted to get that EBIT up.
Not my
game plan right now, but for another day. It's a 5-hour conversation and I don't want to bore you, but you could reach out to him and you're welcome to reach back out to me, Ewing, but you know, in this year or next year, we're in growth mode before the AI takes us over.
Yeah. Just so I have your email on file, I only have your number.
Just don't spam me.
I won't spam you.
support at protouchpoolservices.com.
Okay. Gotcha.
I wish you luck, my friend. You have a good weekend.
You too, man.
Take it easy. Bye.